Welcome, and welcome back to the latest edition of Brandler Bits. I'm Jeff Brandler. Our resilience keeps getting tested over and over and over again. Resilience is defined as adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, and threats or significant sources of stress. Wow, have you met 2020, the year of our resilience? We've needed to utilize all these resources of resilience in order to keep ourselves afloat, from COVID to riots to the recent power outage to political unrest to all kinds of different elements. Our resilience has kept us going strong, going through, getting on top of the stress. But like all things that are positive, we pay a price. And we can recognize that our frustration tolerance is way lower than probably ever before. If the slightest thing happens, explosions occur, whether internal or external. The ongoing stress and stressors keep our frustration tolerance way low. And our desire to just either find coping strategies for it aren't always the best. And the coup de grace was last week's power outage. Hopefully you are listening to this with power. The power outage brought out the latest chapter of the roller coaster of emotions, from anxiety to anger to frustration to fear, and the ongoing one more thing we have no control over, and one more thing that we don't know how it's going to work out. With this roller coaster brought about constant, ongoing problem-solving skills, in the midst of using our resilience, we pulled back on a past experience. We pulled back on saying, aha, we went through Hurricane Sandy. And we said, okay, well, when Sandy happened, we could go to places, restaurants, et cetera, to recharge electronics. I can remember commandeering a table that had an outlet to plug in electronics to recharge. Under the COVID conditions, can't go inside. In the past, again, with Sandy, we could go to relatives or friends for showers, meals, power. Now we have a constant risk-reward equation to figure out if the benefits are worth the risk. Once the power came back on, I discovered a different type of gratitude. I don't mean the typical family, health, shelter, clothing gratitude. I mean gratitude of different types. For example, I was grateful for hot water, ice, clocks that worked, electricity, air conditioning, a charging station. Thank you to the local police departments who put outside charging stations for people like myself where we could go and charge our electronics. In the future, we can recognize, based on things that we've read and heard, that the scientific community is rallying on the COVID virus, and there are going to be vaccines, and there are going to be medications. And so we recognize that scientifically, our world will get better. The hardest part is getting from where we are now to there, and from here to there will be our biggest challenge and the biggest hurdle in which we'll have to continue to be resilient again and again and again and again. But because we have been so resilient and will continue to be so resilient, there are four things that we can do to continue to utilize our resources effectively. They are reboot, recharge, renew, and refresh. Reboot, recharge, renew, refresh. Reboot. A computer reboots. It starts over. We have to start over. We have to start thinking about things differently and accepting that this world that we live in is our normal. Recharge. Something we all did during the latest power outage. It's plugging in. Plugging into relationships. Plugging into things that matter. Plugging into causes. Getting outside of ourselves and looking at other people who have things way less than we do to be able to do something that's not about us. Renew. When we renew, we do something again. We restart again and again and again and again. So each and every day, we can use our one day at a time thinking. We can use mindfulness. We can use meditation. We can use yoga. We can use hypnosis. We can use exercise. All kinds of good, healthy coping skills that will help us renew each and every day. And lastly, of the four, it's refresh. Giving ourselves new strength, setting goals for ourselves, finding self-discovery, looking inside, perhaps going to therapy, to discover things about ourselves, things that need some improvement, working on our self-care, and examining our inner strengths that have gotten us to the place that we are and the places that we will need to go in the future. And that resilient part of ourselves will continue to push us in the right direction. Now, refresh comes with a history lesson. After the Spanish flu of 1918, the pandemic that we had before this one, right after that Spanish flu came the Roaring Twenties, a time of living, going out, explosion of the arts, explosion of the world, discovery, new things, new opportunities, new growth. This came after going through pain and loss and coming and developing something new. As we renew, refresh, reboot, and recharge, we can look at a new way of examining our current state and looking forward to a new positive future. Our resilience will carry us there to the future that will be more positive than it is right now. If you have questions or comments about today's Brandler Bits, best way to reach me is at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. This is going to continue to be a wild ride. We will continue to need resilience and energy and strength and hope to get through the next obstacles that come our way. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk soon. Take care.